You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Bechesem et Aleph. I'm just going to read a few lines in my Rashi and Taisus about Bechesem et Aleph. We're going back about five blad it is. Bechesem et Aleph. Yasim Sheshachtel Avitrupsin. A Yasim has two guards. A Yasim. Let's assume he's at the bar mitzvah. He's a cut. And Sheshachtel Avitrupsin. And he has two guards,
trustees.
Executors.
Yeah. Trustees. And each one shechted a carbon pesach for him. So he says he gets a choice, which one he wants. He assumed that he's choosing at night. So you have to say that he, the one he chooses at night, that's the one that he chose, b'shashchita. You have to say l'mafreya, because it has to be b'shashchita, he has to decide it. And it says he eats whichever one he wants. So b'shashim achili makes the decision. So shmam niyesh breira, amzera selabes avos mikom akoyim. So we had a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos.
Rashi. May I ask it? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, finish.
The Rashi learned selabes avos, selabes. So the Gemara says selabes avos, Sela boyis, Dr. Rashi Akodosh, third skinny line. Yishbala bais yikachen alchol b'nei beis of enzarch daitan. You don't need the das of your family. Sela beis of us means that you don't need das. So you don't need the das of the katan. Sela boyis is you can do it without the das of the katan. So we don't care what the katan chooses. It doesn't matter what he chooses. You don't need his das. So which one is he appointed by? So you can't be appointed by two. I mean, what is just Pashim Shat and Rashi? What does Rashi mean?
You maybe there's a stomach. Kolzman, he doesn't pick which one. There's a stomach here. If he should pick one, then you could say this is Yesh Brera. But there's a stomach.
Rashi learns celibus means.
Celibus means there's a stomach.
No, it means Ein Tzarich Daitan. You don't need the das of the...
Yeah, there's a stama that the father shechs for him.
There's no stama. There's two apitrupsin, they're two guardians, two trustees. They both shechted for him. So which one is he appointed from? Anyone, just one of them. So he's appointed on one. Which one? We don't know which one. Does God know which one? I just want to know Pashup Shat and Rashi. See, in the way I like Tos Shat better, we'll see in Reb Chaim. Quote to Rashi. Rashi says you don't need das. So the Kohen doesn't have to decide, lady, you don't need his das. But I just want to know, so two guardians appointed on the Karban Pesach, you can only be appointed on one Karban Pesach. You can't be appointed on two. Isn't that axiomatic?
That's what I wanted to ask. I even asked Shabbos, if I go over to somebody else's chabura and I take a piece of lamb and I eat it.
You have an Issa Doraisa.
Is it? What?
Issa Doraisa, you're not a manui. You can't perform Pesach if you're not a partner.
That, you can't be yoitzer with it. You're
no,
not,
it's
can't be yoitzer.
It's an isser.
You get mal.
I think it's an isser. I think
it's an isser. I say. Bayis achad yachal. No.
No. That's bayis achad yachal is machlokes. It means in one chabura, one place. You're saying because you're eating from two? That means two different Pesachs is not that.
Bayis achad yachal. So it's.
That means eating your Karban Pesach in two different places. Eating from two, from an...
No, also eating from two. I think also...
That's a different issue, I think. Okay. Look at Taisus. So let's see how Taisus looks. Celebes mikomakom. Zak second Tais and Peches. Pirish mishum de celebes lav da reisa. It's a big doichuk, Taisus. You know, Taisus doesn't care about the Lashon. The Marshal has said, celebes of us, lav da reisa. Taisus learns Zelves Labais Mikomakaim means that Zelves Avos is not Dorais. That's how Taisus learns. Anias Dait, it's a Deichak Atzum. Yeshu Zelves Avos, Lab Dorais. And if it's only the Rabbana, you say Yesh Breira. See, Taisus, I understand. So since it's only the Rabbana, and so mid Rabbana, we say Yesh Breira. Is that how you learned the Taisus Yassi? See, we Paschim, I mentioned Beitza. We Paschim, the right same Breira. And things that are born in Yesh Breira. So Taisus learns celebes mikomakon. Zok the elegant Taisus. Pishu sabes lav da reisa. Vach isle rabzeva gufa perk ein ben amudar. So then Taisus asks, the You spoke about Chaim in time of fake Taisvis. Hech machel Pesach Shalom Nuyav. How can you feel the cotton of Shalom Nuyav? It's a Nisidal Reisa, the Machilab Yadayim. Need the cut like the same as Mr. Frishai, let's stop us to be a dime usher. When I learned with you this Taisis yesterday, I said, some say it's only Mr. Rabban. What can you say the Rabban? It's an Isidra Isa. Teach your Lolim Nuyat. The Tais, you can see the Rashba hole.
What's the yes?
The Rashba is that you can machel be a dime Isidra Rabban. So Rashita's a Rashba. The Rashba is that you can be machel be a dime. You can give to a cut and be a dime Isidra Rabban. Now, is this Tais Arayim not like, so it's Machlex Rishonim. I mean, Tais holds like the Rashba, but doesn't hold like the Rashba. But this is not a Nisidah Rabbanim. Shalom Nemuyav, if you eat Shalom Nemuyav, l'chayr it's a Nisidah Reis. V'amiri, Dasa Nechim lo sa'achilum. That's the drasha, lo sa'achilum. You can't feed a cut Nisidah Reis, at least. So in other words, for the sake of chinuch,
we allow it.
Thing, even the Gemara knows it's a shayla of chinuch is the raisa, it's chinuch is the rabbanon. It's machlokes. If the din of chinuch, if you remember in Nazir, chavteis, Nazir, it's machlokes. If chinuch is the raisa, the rabbanon, which is a stop. Is not a stopping like if chinuch is the rice rabbanon. I mean, the whole thing we have our wives mechanech the kids. It's only the rabbanon. It's even a shail of women a chayavis and mechanech the children. Okay, let's get to the Rab Chaim. Now I'm going to put it on the screen, share screen. I'm going to put the Rab Chaim. Perk Ei Halacha Zayin. Right. Okay. I'm sorry, Rabbi. I tried. Okay, so let's see the Rambam. I apologize to the Yalom. Perkei Halacha Zayin. This is the Chiddush of the Rambam. It says in Rambam, Eksachim. Remember we had the three Shittas, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, the three Shittas, Rav Nosson, Rebbe, Rav Nosson, and Rav Akavya ben Chananya. The three Shittas, HaYitzchak. Perfect time, Yitzchak, we're starting the Rambam now. The Rambam says, so remember the Shaila, if each Pesach Sheni is a separate Yantif? In other words, a Ger is Megai between the two. A person becomes Bar Mitzvah, each Pesach Sheni is a Mechuiv in Pesach Sheni. He wasn't Mechuiv in Pesach Rishon. So we Paskin, yes. We Paskin like Rebbe, Halach Rebbe Mechaveirai.
Right off of Mephnei Atzmo.
Yeah. So Rambam Paskin, Chen Kotten Shehigdil, in Shnei Pesachim, Chayom Lassos Pesach Sheni. Now the Rambam says something startling. Im Shachto Allah Berisham Potter. The Rambam says, so he's Chay Pesach Sheni. But if you, it was a cutting by Pesach Rishon, and you shechted on him, he was included in your cut Pesach, he's Potter from Pesach Sheni. This is the Rambam that we're going to focus on, that Chaim focuses on. Let's look at it. I guess it's a Mishnah, because a Mishnah, Atu katan bar chiyuva p'tura. He's a katan. He's under bar mitzvah. Atu katan bar chiyuva p'tura. So what does he mean? So the Rab Chaim learns, if you do a mitzvah when you're putter, you're not yet the mitzvah when you're chayiv. If you eat matzah, famous Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chavches. If you eat matzah when you're a shaita, and then you become normal, you're not yet the mitzvah, because when you do it, did it, you were not a bar chiyuva. Classic Gemara. You ate matzah when you were shaita, and then you became normal. You're not yotzei mitzvah matzah. Came to ozbar pitur b'shaski la mitzvah, because since when you did it, you were potter. So a cotton, because Mishnah is a cotton is not a bar chiyuva. Well, then a cotton. If you eat matzah when you're under bar mitzvah, and then you come bar mitzvah, according to the shach, it's possible. Is the shach learns you become bar mitzvah at the moment when you're born. It's me'es la'es. So we pask, and you become bar night, so it's not possible. But according to the shach, according to the sheet, is you become bar mitzvah on the clock 13 years after you were born. The lo yotzei chavos l'shidil. Vim kei ma'ishma b'peisach. How can you be Yitzhak Pesach if when you brought the Karban Pesach, you were not a Bar Chiyuva? The Patalas Meshach Shenu Shahigdel, the Ech Mift Meshach Shachtol of Berishan, came to us Patamit Pesach. That's the Kesem Mishnah's Gash. The Tirat's a Kesem Mishnah. Shema Rikorkis, the Kesem Mishnah answers in the name of the Mikorkis. He came to Rabbi Lekam Shishvalov, Manamoso, since the Torah was Marbe. The Torah was Marbe, Lekotten, that you shecht on him, Umimanam Oso, and you appoint him, Niftu Bekachman Hashem Yakadva. That's what the Kesem Mishnah answers. This is not like Matzah. Because a cotton, the Torah was marbe, ishla beis.
This holds the same as some of the Torah, no?
Ah, the kasha, freik the chmeb chayim, the maskim in the dorm, the selis of us, the rice, the kushu bechaz mishnah. Ah, so Kesem Mishnah answers, oh, there's a riboy that a cotton can be appointed to a carbon pesach. But the gemara in the dorm says, selis of us, the slav the rice. Rabbi, see, in after this, soon going to be had the sheep. We're going to soon go to Shema. My wife did the second sheet. So we get to the bottom of the sheet, Matra, you'll have the Rabbi Chaim in front of you. I used to do two sheets. She thought she did two sheets, so she tried to do two sheets. But she does have the second sheet. We do have the second sheet. So this is the question, Matra. This was your question. The Rambam says, the Rambam's Chiddush. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Rambam says, if a cotton is Mamuna Pesach Rishon, he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Why not? Oh, you say, but he was already a partner in Pesach. But he was not Mechuyev when he did it. He was, so the Rikorkis answers, the Torah included him, you can be Mamada on your carbon Pesach. But Selavos is only the Rabbanan. So you're Midrabbanan, you were Yotze. But how can you be Yotze Yechi of the Reis? Okay, I'd like to share something with you. I'm going to get off, not off topic. I found something amazing. I found Rabbi Kiva in the Chas Kiddush, in the Chas Shabbos. Rabbi Yisai, you know, if you make Kiddush, Midarais, you have to make Kiddush Friday night. Midarais and Chiv Kiddush Friday night. Let's hear make Kiddush and Tais. Make Kiddush, but it's not Shabbos yet. I'm a Kabbal Shabbos. We do this all summer, right? Most of us do this in the summer. You make Shabbos early. You make Kiddush. How do you eat some of the Raisa? We say, well, Taisa Shabbos is the Raisa. So the Magen Avraham says, I read your Magen Avraham, it's Simen Reish Samach Zayin, the end of Sif Katan Aleph. I was searching this afternoon for the Magen Avraham, and I couldn't find it. So I went over to my partner in the Kailul, and he knows how to work a computer, and he found it. He found for me, I have to tell the island, I knew there was a Magen Avraham somewhere, but I couldn't find it. But my partner in the Kollel, Daniel Kielsen, he pressed a few buttons on his computer, and he found for me the Magen Avraham. This is what the Magen Avraham says. He says, he quotes a Mordechai, Avusta Meiz de Megill, the Manda Batal Shabbos, the Rabban, Manda Amar. See, the Rambam doesn't hold of Taisa Shabbos. He doesn't hold of it. And not even maybe the Rabbanan. But the son, Shishonim, the old Taisa Shabbos is on the Rabbanan. So how are you Yotze Kiddush Midaraisa if you're doing a Taisa Shabbos when it's only Shabbos? It's Taisa Shabbos is the Rabbanan. Steht in Modche that even though Taisa Shabbos is the Rabbanan, you could still be Yotze Kiddush Midaraisa. Look, Yotze Mishach. Keep in the Bishash Mekadish, Achlechi of Dagai, Sain Shem Sheirich. So, you hear Rabbi Sai, the Modcha says in Megillah that even though you made Kiddush for Shayon and Mechiv Mid Rabbanan, it's only Shabbos to Rabbanan, Yoytze Dagaisa, since it's going to come Lechi of Dagaisa. Fake the Magin Avraham and Zarchi. The cotton in a Motzi Agadol. Can a cotton be Motzi Agadol in Kiddush? Ah, he's going to become Dagaisa. But Tzarchi and the Mordechai, the cotton in Tzagod, Kamat Shikasim and Kabedvav, Afakav Shabbat, Kachli Dechi of Daraisa. The Mordechai seems to be saying, see, a woman, if it's, the Gemara says in Brachas, if a woman is on Mechuyif the benchment of Rabbanan, she can't be Maitzi a man. That's because she's never going to become Mechuyif Daraisa. But someone who's going to become Daraisa, he can be Yaitzi even when he's only Rabbanan. Frank the Magen Avraham, what about a cotton? Afakav Shabbat, Kachli Dechi of Daraisa. the kash of the Magen Avraham. Zot Rabbi Kivega. So to my astonishment, I looked in Rabbi Kivega, and he says a few words. Kivega says in Shulchan Aruch, "Umidivrei kesev Mishnah." He says, you see, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't hold like the Mordechai. Because the Kesef Mishnah said, it can't be Yaitzah, right? Kesef Mishnah said, it can't be Yaitzah when you're on the Mechuv and the Rabbanon. This Fakash is the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is that. Maskim in the Dorim, Selva Slav Dar Reitzah. So you see, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't hold like the Mordechai. Rabbi Kivega says. Now, I was surprised. Why did the Rabbi Kivega write that the Rambam holds like the Mordechai? See, we just saw a Mordechai in Megillah, in Hilchas Kiddush, that when you're Mechuyim Rabbanan, since you're going to become the Reisa, so you can be Yitzchi of the Reisa. So the Chayre, the Rambam, so the Rabbi Kivega writes, the Kesef Mishnah holds. You see from the Kesef Mishnah, not like the Mordechai. Yeah, but you see, like Rambam, like the Mordechai. That would be an answer. So I realized that as we have another answer, not Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim doesn't mention this whole halach, but from this Magen Avraham, this Mordechai, maybe the Rambam holds like the Mordechai. It's an open Mordechai. That you can make Kiddush in a Shah that's only the Rabbanan, and even though when it becomes the Reisah Shabbos, you Yotz, even though you perform the mitzvah when you Mechuyim the Rabbanan. Now you say, why? So he explains, since you're going to become the Reisah, even though now you're only the Rabbanan, if you're going to become a Reisah, so you can be Yotz, it's Sarchin and Svar. I admit it's not logical, but I was very happy.
When would it start?
I'm sorry.
When would it start? It's going to become a deraisa.
I mean, three
years from now? 2 days?
Well, it depends how old the kid is. If the kid is 10, 3 years. If he's going to be by mitzvah. One second. He's going to become by mitzvah in a few weeks, a few days.
But let's say 3 years from now. So he could also be yotze then, according to this. Where's this cheer? Where's this man for this? I can understand. A taste of Shabbos within an hour. It has a...
You
can't say Thursday, you're
going to
be, you know.
No, we're talking about between Pesach Rish
and Pesach Sheni. Yeah, he knows that.
I know that.
Chaim is just saying the Mordechai.
I'm talking about the Bar Mitzvah boys.
The case of the Mordechai, where it's Taisus Shabbos in 10 minutes, 15, half hour, it's going to, an hour right. It's Shabbos. But right. Here, 2 weeks, he's going to be, you know, in a month. So, but that Chilek Chaim is not... You know what I mean?
It's insignificant.
Who cares? It's going to become the Reisa.
No,
I don't care if it's that day.
What it does, it shows that reasoning behind it just does. It's very, very poor.
Yeah, I admit that the Mordechai is a giant chiddush. You would never say this on your own. I couldn't believe when Rabbi Kivega, I was so excited, Rabbi Yisrael. I saw Rabbi Kivega, because I was looking this up. This reminded me when I studied the Rab Chaim of something I once studied. And Rabbi Kivega says, yeah, the Kesef Mishnah is not like the Mordechai. So I was surprised. Rabbi Kivega, why don't you say, but the Rambam is like the Mordechai. He says, the Kesef Mishnah is not like the Mordechai. L'chari should have said, he probably said it, that the Rambam is like, the Kesef Mishnah is asking on the Rambam, to answer the Rambam, you could say like the Mordechai. That's all. Let's see what Reb Chaim says.
You know what it is? You see a Maisa Katan is something.
What?
Whatever it is, you see a Maisa Katan is something. It's
right.
Maisa Katan is not nothing.
Kesef Mishnah is from a Katan. The Mordechai is talking about Taisa Shabbos the Rabban. The Mordechai is talking about when you do a chiyuv the Rabbanan, it can be yotzi a chiyuv the Reisa. Because if you're going to be mechuyev the Reisa later, so then even though now you're only mechuyev the Rabbanan, you can be yotzi a chiyuv the Reisa. That's my Taisa Shabbos. So the Kesef Mishnah, what about a cotton? Cotton can't be mitzi, even though he's going to become a chiyuv the Reisa. And a cotton is only mechuyev. So he says, so here we say a cotton can be yotzi. Cotton can be yotzi a chiyuv the Reisa. The Rambam is saying, you brought the Pesach when you're only Midrabanan. Why? Because you're going to become a Daraisa. So he asks, that's the Rekorki said, well, here's a point that on the Karban Pesach. Yeah, but it's only Midrabbana. So how can something be Yossi of Baraisa? So in other words, they're ignoring the Mordechai. They're making believe nobody heard of the Mordechai. I just wanted to share with you that there is a shita drabanan. If it'll become daraisa, you can be yotzei daraisa. So let's see Reb Chaim ends. This is not Reb Chaim's vow. Some very interesting thoughts in Reb Chaim. Let's move on. Reb Chaim is going to explain why if you're appointed on Pesach Rishon, you can be yotzei Pesach Sheni, you can be yotzei the Pesach, even though you only mechuyev midrabbanan on Pesach Rishon. That's the Shani Pesach Mas. The Pesach Mivad mitzvahs Pesach Shalom. Kar Pesach besides the mitzvahs Pesach. But yesh baze odin hakarvas karban. There's a chiyuv to be makriv the karban. Mashu karbanahu v'karvavua va'olalo. That it's his karban va'olalo. Because you're craving v'olam l'baleim. So in other words, you don't have a chiyuv, but you have a karban. See, Reb Chaim is going to say, pretty simple on this, that a katan doesn't have a chiyuv, but he's got a karban. See, by matzah, if you ate matzah with a karban, you did nothing. You ate matzah, it's nothing. By a karban, you were appointed on a karban. But there b'nei karban, in other words, they're not removed, he says, from the din. They may betur mi mitzvahs ha-pesach. A katan has no chiv, but he can be a mamona. He's appointed.
He has a ritzoy. You say he has a ritzoy. He gets a ritzoy, even though he's a katan.
You know what? I think Reb Chaim answers Taisus Kash. Taisus says, machilo biyadayim. He's a mamona. Taisus says, and he's a daraisa, hakimi machilo biyadayim. The teretz is, Reb Chaim would be a teretz. He really is a mamona. He's a mamona. He doesn't have a chiyuv, but he's a partner in the carbon base. That's what Reb Chaim is saying. Upischam karev aleim. And Pesach is nikrav aneim. V'olam l'shem Pesach. Kol hakamon shalom v'aleim. It's my carbon Pesach. I have no chiyuv. Reb Chaim is saying you can be a partner, you can have a carbon without being a bar chiyuv. See, matzah, you eat the matzah, so there's nothing. Here you had a carbon that was your carbon. Now he brings this up. Now we're going to learn this sugi that we study. Mishnim Psach. Yasum shechrechto lov apitrupsin. Two guardians, two trustees, shechten on the yasum. Yochum malkum shu writes. He takes his choice. Mavur b'sugishan. Shem eze pesach yirtza. V'yimani olav. Whichever one he wants, he's mani olav. You take your pick, whichever you want. So you see it lahedya that chalam the carbon dinminu bailum shel pesach. So what does he mean? I mean, I don't know if he means that he's answering Tosis's question. You can shech the carbon pesach with your children under bar mitzvah. In other words, you can, a father, can shech the karm pesach for his son, and he's counted as part of it, even though he's not mechuyev. See, Reb Chaim is saying, you have to separate the din karbon and the chiyuv. These are very sharp in pasach haramba. This is that. Reb Chaim answers the kasha, that he named the lek of the pesach of din ki mitzvah klah. He gets no mitzvah. He's under bar mitzvah by pesach. He was under by mitzvah. He had a carbon. It doesn't matter, he didn't get the mitzvah, but you bought it with Pesach Rishon because you had a carbon. You didn't get the mitzvah. You know what? This is similar, Rabbi Sai, the way I answered the Turi Evan's kasha from the Maharaj Hashan. Remember, the Turi Evan asks, I want to remind you of a kasha Turi Evan. I told you this other time. The Maharaj says in Yevamos, Samach Beis, if you have children, when you're a guy and you convert, Mikai Provo. So Gemara in Yevamos, Machlokes of Yagrei Shlokes. We paskin, Abam, if you have children when you're a guy, boy and a girl, and you convert, Kai Provo. So Turi Evan asks, A guy is patam provu. How can you be mekayim? You did it. You did the mitzvah when you were a guy. You did the mitzvah when you were a guy.
Patur, not a kiyum. It's a patur, not a kiyum.
Oh. So I learned, Matri, you probably heard my share in this. I explained to the Olam that kiyum provu just means you're patur, but you didn't get the mitzvah. It's like this, Reb Chaim. It means I had a boy and a girl. I won't get any mitzvah. Kiyum provu means the boy and the girl is a shir, it's not the mitzvah. I said in shir just the other day, I brought a ride from Tysus, that the key in the mitzvah approval is to have relations. Relations is the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to have a boy or a girl. God doesn't tell you what to have. That's in the hands of God. And the Adler family, it took 100 years to have a female. And the Adler family, it wasn't if 8 o'clock girls, right? You two, Yitzchak. Baruch Hashem, they have 8 o'clock girls. There was a 100-year dry spell in having girls. So I say, oh, you didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is having relations. The boy and the girl is the shir. So remember, Yossi, you know my sheet on this. That because Tosis asked, we had it a few days ago. Yossi, Tosis asked, Chatzi Abed Chatzi Ben Chayrin can't be Mekar Puravu. Let the mitzvah Puravu doicha the love of marrying a shivcha. Fake Michas Chinuch, but you need a boy and a girl. But he didn't understand that the mitzvah is not having a boy and the girl. The mitzvah is the relations. Right, Yossi?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, Chagiga. We speak it out by Chagiga all the time.
I speak wherever that Gittin, Chagiga, wherever that Gemara is, I speak it out. Did you speak it out, Yossi? No.
I think no. I touched on it.
You touched on it? Okay. It's hard in the daf, you know. You got to get through the daf. Okay, we're back on now. I'm going to magically see if I can.
The rabbi, if you have relations, but you don't have any children, you're Mekayim the mitzvah?
Yes, you're Mekayim a mitzvah.
You don't have do any children. Right. You're Mekayim the mitzvah.
Okay, she is. Screen, I'm doing it. Ah, you see this, guys? I got it. Okay. Oh, what should I do? Do you mind that I disappeared? Should I get talking about Kalish? Should I get myself on the screen?
You are on the screen.
I'm on the screen, but I don't see you now.
Oh,
now I see you. I got it. Oh boy. I'm learning. Rabbi said I'm learning. Oh, but I covered up a little. Can I move it to the side a little bit? I move this.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Okay. This is already too lumnish for me. I'm gonna move this thing.
You move it with the sherets, with the mouse.
Yeah, but where do you press? I have the mouse is on the screen, but I don't know where to press.
You press the left side of the mouse and it drag it.
And where should I put the mouse? On the Reb Chaim or the pictures?
No, you on the picture, the cursor, you put on the picture and it will drag it to the side.
Not on the Reb Chaim, on you guys. Put the cursor on you guys.
Onto the pictures and on the frame of the picture.
On the frame. Oh, I never see what you mean. The frame. Oh, I got it. I did it. Boy, oh boy, that's amazing. Okay. So he says, so Reb Chaim continues. We have the Reb Chaim. Now you have the Reb Chaim on your screen. Bevatki a mitzvah. In Cain, he's saying, by matzah, there's nothing else. You ate matzah when you're not mechuyev midoraisa or even midrabanan to eat matzah. You ate matzah when you're shaita. The vodka went to imkain, becheir shaita v'kad lab me mitzvahs nidu. Memelo kimushum davar. They weren't mekayim anything. So if you did the mitzvah when you were shehir shaita v'kad, so then when you're mechuyev midoraisa, you have to do it again. Alkok shekosh shigdal, oh, nispateach. He became bar mitzvah, or he became normal. When the shtafer, or he's not anymore. This pacher means he's not a
clear-headed.
He's not a cheresh anymore. Shtafer, he's not a shaitim. Chayim mitzvah matzah. But here, that you were appointed on the carbon pesach, so you don't have to be a pesach shem, even though you're yoked in the mitzvah. It's similar to what I'm saying by pruvuyas, that Chaim is saying that. You had a Karm Pesach. So if you had the Karm Pesach, so I don't have to bring another one Pesach Sheni because I did a Pesach Sheni. I won't get any mitzvah. I won't get any mitzvah for it. But the Maisa, I have a Pesach Rishon. He was appointed on Pesach Rishon. And as I say, it answers Taisus Kasha. Are you feeding him in Issa Daraisa? He's a monoi. Even though there's no chiyuv a mitzvah to have a katan, but he's appointed. And if you're appointed, you can eat. Taisus' problem, Lechayra, was that he's not appointed. That was Taisus Kasha. Machin to be a diamond, he's not a minoi. Reb Chaim is saying that the Raisa is a minoi. He's
appointed. Tosfos is not holding Seil Vaisavas as the Raisa. He's holding some of the Rabbanon.
Yeah, but Reb Chaim is...
Seil Vaisavas is the Rabbanon.
Even if Seil Vaisavas is the Rabbanon...
That's problematic.
But Midaraisa is a Pshutaf Ad Mikar B'Pesach. Seil Vaisavas Midarabbanon means that's a Chiv Rabbanon to get you Tadim Ad Mikar B'Pesach. It's only a Mitzvah the Rabbanon. But becoming a partner is the Raisa. That's what Reb Chaim is saying. That there's a din carbon, a cotton can be a money on a carbon. He has some beautiful haaretz on this. Of Emesner, let's continue, fourth line. Figure this out. Okay. Of Emesner, the gam. Over Emes, I did it again. Okay. Over Emes Nira, the gam, the dinki of a mitzvah chaluk matzah mi Pesach. He says, now Reb Chaim is going to go a little deeper. I hope he'll make us happy. He's going to go a little deeper, Reb Chaim. Over Emes Nira, the gam, the dinki of a mitzvah in the halacha of fulfilling the mitzvah chaluk matzah mi Pesach. There's a basic difference between eating matzah when you're a shaita, like the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, or bringing a karm Pesach when you're a cut. The Pesach ika mitzvah chal al hachefza. Ooh, he's getting very brisk. Very brisk. Ay, by karm Pesach, ika matzah mitzvah chal al hachefza shamaisa mitzvah. The ika mitzvah is not on the gavra, on the person. It's chal on the chefza shamaisa mitzvah. Now, I admit, this is not my jargon. This is not, I'm becoming uncomfortable already. The mitzvah is on the chefza. You may.
He's getting the ritzah of the carbon.
I hear you. You don't have to explain it to me, but I get what Reb Chaim is trying to do, but I'm just saying I'm uncomfortable. Just letting the Olam know I'm uncomfortable with this lumpness. That the mitzvah is chal ala chefza shal maisa mitzvah. She akravas akam sheolala. In other words, he's saying the mitzvah here is the fact that you're appointed on the Karban Pesach. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be appointed on Karban Pesach. Uvikai gan, ki mitzvah nasim mimela. So the ki mitzvah is mimela. Well, I would say, is that so? What do you mean? There's a mitzvah shechita. It's nasa memela, shchita, zrika, achila. It's not nasa memela. You think you're mekayim the mitzvah by itself? See, minui is a tnai. You have to be a partner to eat the karm pesach, to be yotze the karm pesach. You have to be a bailim, you have to be memuna. So Reb Chaim is...
So once you're on one, you're like it's automated pilot.
Yeah, memela.
On cruise, you're on cruise drive. Once you're a monoi,
I don't know what it is. Yeah, good. I get it, Mordechai. His claim is that the kiyum mitzvah is just like it's automatic. As long as you're a mona, the kiyum mitzvah is just mimela by being a mamona.
So he
can't get the kiyum mitzvah, but he has the chefza. He has the Reb Chaim is saying, just adding a little spice. He thinks he's making it better. Did he make me happier? No. He didn't make me happy. Maybe he made Mordechai happier. So the briskers, he made them happy by saying, I was happy with the first thing he said. But he's saying, no, it's deeper. He's saying, Reb Chaim, a little deeper. That here, since the mitzvah is not like a maisa, the mitzvah is, if you're a mono, it's just a memela of the kazach, you get the mitzvah. So here the cotton is a money, but he can't get that memela zach. He doesn't get that mitzvah. Ukai gad the kiyum mitzvah nas memela. The kiyum mitzvah is done memela. Shuv hadadina dechal din kiyum mitzvah gabichem shem. Ki dmeik adinim lo ufkul. They're not who from the, being a money. That's when I'm bar mitzvah, I'm a money. So I automatically, that's the mitzvah. No, I say not. No, you're not. You got to eat it or do the zrika or do the shchita. It's not memela. But Rabbi Chaim looks at it that it's a memela zach. They're the action. The mitzvah is the action. That's a ma'isa mitzvah to achilas matzah, like a shum chalas din on the chetzah. There's no chalas din on the chetzah. The mitzvah matzah is not chal on the matzah. It's chal on the gavra. The chavos of a mitzvah is the mitzvah. Okay, let's skip this. Enough of this briska, you know. Let's go to, he has some good ha'aris. I want to go to the next paragraph. It's the ikar. I'm going to have to figure out how to go up. Oh, yeah. Okay, go up a little bit. Is it moving up on you? I'm going up a little bit because I need a little more downstairs. Okay. Is it going up on your screen, Rabbi Say? Yeah. Hello, Kosher B'Divera. Next paragraph. Okay, now he's going to learn a Sugi Nitar. The Flam Nitar. The Gemara says that since you can bring a carbon for your wife or son, so you can bring it for someone else. The Gemara says, like, it's a migui. So the Gemara says, El me'ato, yavi adam pesach al chaveda. The Gemara asks, I should be able to bring a carbon pesach for you. She can adam maybe a bun of nose of a ktan. See, the Gemara Nedarim says a svara, since you can bring for your wife a carbon, so you can bring somebody else a carbon without their das. So Gemara es Nedarim, so I can bring a carbon for my child without his das. So I should be able to bring a carbon for you without your das. So you know what Gemara says Nedarim? Am Reb Zeira, Selevei Savos Lav Daraisa. Selevei Savos is Lav Daraisa. According to Reb Chaim, who cares? It's not Daraisa. But I can still bring a carbon for you. Remember, what was Reb Chaim's whole chiddush? That even though Selevei Savos is not Daraisa, but that just means he has no chiyuv Daraisa. But he can become appointed on a carbon. So what's the Gemara answering? Selevei Savos la Daraisa. That the Gemara Nedarim seems to be in the face of against the Reb Chaim. Harei, Zot Reb Chaim, Harei, fourth line in this paragraph. It's mashma the Gemara Nedarim. See, if I would be able to point my children, so I should be able to point you. This is the Gemara's logic in the Nedarim. If I can do it for my kids, then I should be able to do it for someone else. So Gemara says, Selavais versus Lav Daraisa. But what is Reb Chaim's whole point? That even though Selavais is Daraisa, but you can still appoint your, you can still appoint your kids. So he says, Mushim Dein Din. So you see from there that Gemara Lachaira. Mushim Dein Adam Mevi Pesach Haveira Shalom Midaita. So I can't bring a card. So it's only the Rabbanan. Midaraisa, I can't appoint my children. And that's why I can't do it Shalom Midas Haveira. I'm part Beis Milchus Kam Pesach Lashem Pasach. Then Shalom Vesah Godel Shalom Midaita. That's the aside. I can't shecht a card Pesach without your das. I need your das to shecht. You can't shecht to come based shalom yidaita. Bahainu, Gemara Nedarim, Maskara Sugi Nedarim, Shveinu de Selvei Savol Slav Daraisa. Bimkein, Hakoshe, Ech Niftar Mi Pesach Sheini. So now, Bechor, we pulled out Reb Chaim's teretz. Reb Chaim answered, well, there's no chi of Daraisa, but mid Daraisa, you could appoint your child on the Karm Pesach. The Gemara Nedarim says, if I can appoint my child on a Karm Pesach, I should be able to do it to you, Shalom Midaita. And the Rambam paskens like that, Gemara Nedarim. So you see, L'chayra. Dei Midaraisa, you can appoint your child. There's no such thing as appointing without his das. Techniftu Pesach Sheni, Kem Dintar Lom Nimla Besla Sokla. Okay, now he's going to go further, a little further. The Ika Hasugi Nedarim, Sebaslav Daraisa, Tzarchir. Now we're going to go to the Gemara we studied tonight. Now we have some great ha'aris. We'll end with this, the Gemara Beiches. We have some great ha'aris. Look what he says. The sugya we studied tonight, it's before you came, is. It says in the Mishnah, if the two guardians shechted on a child, he has two guardians. Remember that Mishnah? It's two trustees, guardians. They shech the kam pesach. Yo, magushu rotsa. So my ask, Toshav Gemara Shamami Yesh Breira. And what does Gemara answer? My ask, my Yesh Breira. Shani Reb Zera. Selavei savos mikomakom. So when we learned this stuff, I told you that's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Olam agreed. We established that. Here is Rashi, Sham. Selavos mikomakom. The lo beina daiko klal. Remember Rashi's pshat. Rashi learns sub-mikomakom means that you don't need the das of the Bnei Bais. Each celibate of us means that you don't need the das of the Bnei Bais. Al-Khaira. He doesn't learn like Tosis. It's not Dagais. He learns the Gemara's answering that you don't need the das of the family. So I asked you, Akasha, I didn't understand Rashi because, so who's come Pesach is Imonuyon? You don't need the das, but you can't be money on two. So you have an answer to that, Yossi? So like, so which one is it? Money the cut, we hold it ain't braver. You can't decide later. So when you do the shechita, you have to be mamona. And one, we don't know which one. Anyone, one. It's a little difficult, Rashi. But he quotes the Rashi. It's not shachta braira. You don't need his decision. You can do it without him. The kasha. Reb Zera batzmo desfile bin tamsa v'eslavda raisa. Reb Zera old selves v'eslavda raisa. V'la mahanya minu ha'av klal lahani haktanim. V'chama hacha selves mikomakom. Yeah, Reb Chaim's kasha. Reb Zera old selves v'eslavda raisa. And here Reb Zera says you don't need their das and make up your mind. Here the Gemara is asking, I ain't breira. I shmame yesh breira. We hold ain't breira. And the Gemara says, you don't need the das. Oh, you don't need the das? So, but the Gemara Nedarim says that Reb Zera Old Selves is not daraisa. But Mahanya Mina Av Klala Nechetar. So, Selves of Rasa, the Gemara Nedarim is mashma, that you can't appoint midaraisa your children, right? Not like Reb Chaim. He brought a raya from the Gemara Nedarim. That you can't appoint your children shalomi daita. And now Rashi says, you don't need their das. You don't need the das of the children. There seems to be a stira. Then he brings the ayin b'taisus. Look what he's going to ask on taisus. So he brings taisus. Ayin sham divimah said, shapir shum mishum zeh. Dagom sham mabzeire selabais mikom. So selabais lav darais. See, that's how taisus learns this gemara. Taisus learns semi-comicom, not like Rashi. Taisus learns. Mara says, it's very doichik in the Lashon. I told you, I'm very unhappy with the language of the Gemara. But it's a great chat. Selabais mikomakom means that midaraisa, there's no chiv mini on the children. Mimeli can hold yesh breiran at the Rabbana. So I like my chap, Yasi. That since it's selab, Taisus learns, selabais mikomakom doesn't mean you don't need their das. It means it's only the Rabbanan. Mimeli, you can say yesh breira because on the Rabbanans we hold yesh breira. Gupsha, Yasi. So he asks, I'm a Taisus. Selabais mikomakom, ratzalam with the selabais lav daraisa. That's what it means, our Gemara. Selabais means it's not daraisa. The katanim lav b'nei minu klal. The teres has sachin kot. Yim shesein ba'atzim. Reb Chaim is a mayrid ha-kakash. It's not yoch b'makom shahu rotsa. It says yoicha b'makom shahu rotsa. He says the kot eats where he wants to. Feed the rat paisis. Yoch alech o gam mitzachim acherim. Nah, he didn't understand taisis. See, I got Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, so let him eat from any carbon. What does he have to? It's a little like, what does he have to ask from their carbon, the guardian's carbon? According to Taisus,
he's not a monoi anyway. How can he eat from someone else's carbon?
Well, Taisus asked that. Taisus asked that on the carbon of the guardian.
No, but at least over there, he's a monoi. Something, I was under a carbon, he's not a monoi on. The guardian. Yeah. You want to ask which one's your money on? I don't know, but they both have in mind from the Yamanu.
Right, I understand that. That's what I'm arguing. But Taisus is Majma.
But Kabban Acherim is
Taisus asks, that's what I said, and I think I have a teretz to Taisus Kasha. Taisus asks that, how can you feed it to the cotton? He's not a money. This is not a money. I hate to say, I admit, some achrayim learn that the Gemara doesn't mean that he's not a money. What does the Gemara mean? That's my only pshat. I don't have a, I saw some achrayim learn funny pshat in Taisus. To me, that's all Taisus is asking, that he's not a money, so I can be machil be a diet. So Reb Chaim says, according to you, Taisus, why is he eating from them? He can eat from someone else. I say, no. From them, it's the Rabbanan. So Yesh Breira, he can eat from the one that he chooses. But from another guy, he can't eat. He's not a money. So Reb Chaim is asking a kash on Taisus, Shalok Kedvorah. According to me, you wouldn't have any kash on Taisus. If I was in the class there, I would raise my hand and said, I don't know what you're asking. But Mishra say Batzma. If you do a Taisus, Yachal Gam Mitzachem Achayrim. Because he's learning that the kid's not a money. He's that the kid is not a monoi. That's how he's learning.
He is a monoi, just not a monoi.
He's learning that celebes avos lav daraisa means so the kid is not a monoi. So Taisa says, Akasha, it's imachil. So if he's not a monoi, give him from another one.
Yeah, that's not how Taisa is understood. It's not how Taisa is understood.
He'll come to Samachem. Lord, the Pesach Semi Pesachem, Shenu Monoi Yolav. So they quote from my pshat. That I'm saying if it's through abundance, he can say Yesh Breira, he is a money. Reb Chaim is learning Taisvis, that according to Taisvis, you're not a money. It's mashma that way in Taisvis. It's Taisvis, machilo be'adayim, he's not a money. So Reb Chaim asks, if he's not a money, why does he have to eat from that one, eat from a different one?
So how's Reb Chaim mitzvah?
Now look what he is, shtar. Now he is shtar. Ba'oid. The Pirchas Agmar, right by the bottom of the picture, next to Yitz, Ba'oid, halfway down this car. Pirchas Agmar, Shema Yesh Be'er, Shaykh Gab Avodim. The Gemara is by Ketanim. You can ask it by Avodim. Remember the Gemara says when they're Makbid, there's a Mishnah and a Braisa. If they're Makbid, can eat from either. But if they're not Makbid, they don't mind getting a Chesed from the other partner. So he can eat whichever one he wants. It says the same thing by Avodim. It says by Ketanim. The Mishnah says, "Avod the Tanya b'Pesachim Sham is a brisa. David sheshnitim rotsi mizechor tzom is oichel. His manshin makdinim zalzeh. By him ken Sham yesh breira. What are you going to answer there? Sell the base of us lab the brisa, and every Canadian is mechuyv mitaraisa to the carbon pesach. See, Reb Chaim, this is a chap in the Gemara. The Gemara's same kasha the Maya San Katan is on that brisa that the Eved Kenani can eat whichever one he wants. Aishmamina Yesh Breira. Now you can't answer this. Selavaisa Hosis Labda Raisa. So he says, then can Oshmani Yesh Breira? Val Korcha, the Shinud Ramzer, Kagamal Avada. Her husband cheated Selavaisa Raisa. Val Korchipi Rashi. Wow. This is ingenious. Rabbi Chaim says, Shlug baptized for this. You could say celebrate Savos Lav Daraisa by a cotton. You can't say it by Knaini. It's not worse than a woman. A woman is Mechuyavis and Evid Knaini is Mechuyavis. And women are Mechuyavis and Pesach Rishi. For the most Tanai.
Not called the Pshimon. Yeah. Kalika.
So at the end, guy, we're running out of time. We're out of time, Rabbi say. I just want to share with you, Reb Chaim. So, see, Reb Chaim is going to come full circle. He's going to creak around. He's going to say it's still a money, despite the Gemara Nedarim. He's emphasizing the Gemara Nedarim. That's Reb Chaim's derech. Reb Chaim's derech is that, like Rashi's pshat, he thinks he shlugged up Taisa's pshat. And he has a strong kash. He's the same kashlias and katan is not by Avodim, and he can't say Avodim is not the Raisa. You have to say you don't need their das. Rashi works by avadim also. Selabais mikamakom. You don't need the das of your child under my mitzvah. You don't need the das of the knani. See, Rashi's pshat will work by avad knani. This we didn't chap. Reb Chaim asks that what's according to Taisus the Gemara. What's Gemara say by avad knani? So he says a raya to Rashi is gerecht. So he's going to, the conclusion of Reb Chaim is going to be that there's still a mina d'oraisa. So the Gemara Nedarim, Hilfem. Reb Chaim sticks to his principle that even though you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, but there is a mina for a katan. A katan could be mamona. I think Gemara Nedarim, how does the Gemara Nedarim work? He works. You don't have time for that tonight. But the point is that he still sticks to his answer. You run, Madhu came before the Shia said, a cotton, if he brings Pesach Rishon, he doesn't have to bring Pesach Shini. Question is why? He's on the Mechuyiv Midrabanan. So I shared with you a Madhu. I told you about the Madhu that the Magen Avraham quotes in the Chazrei Shabbos Zayin, the Kiddush, that you can be Yotze Kiddush when it's only Shabbos Midrabanan because it's going to be a Doraisa later. So that with the Mordechai, the Rambam could hold, maybe hold like the Mordechai. Rabbi Chaim answers that even though there's no kiyum a mitzvah, but once you are part, you can be part, you can be memanis, sela bayis mikomako. The parent can be memanis, evit knaini, his child without that das. You don't need the das, it's not totally in Breira. You can be memanis without das, a katan or an evit knaini, and he's a partner. So since he's a partner, he was a partner in Karban Pesach, he doesn't have to be Pesach. Okay, Rabbi Said. So this is, I had the pleasure of studying this Reb Chaim, many more Reb Chaims, and many more interesting Rambams. I think the next one, I'll maybe give Shai, next week we still won't be, once we start our Pesachim, we'll be busy with the Seder. We're going to have to start, we're going to finish Pesachim a week before Pesach. We're going to learn the whole Arvei Pesachim before Pesach. So we'll have to have Shirim on the Seder. So that will do. I'm not sure, next week, not yet. Oh, maybe next week. Maybe. But I must mention another Rambam, not like Tosfos. See, the Rambam holds, I'll say it in 30 seconds, the Rambam holds, Rabbi Sai, that a Tamei Meis, even though he's a Tful Yom, can't bring a Karban Pesach. A Tful Yom of Tamei Meis, not like the Sugya, not like Tosfos. The Rambam holds a Tamei Meis. Remember Tosfos says, "En Shochem Zarkim a Tamei Meis v'shvi." So why don't you tell him, go to the mikveh. Tosfos holds a funny pshat. The right is Rambam, but just tell him, go to the mikveh. And then, because Tosfos holds Tamei Sheret, Shochem Zarkim, and Tamei Meis v'shvi. The Rambam's answer to Tosfos' tremendous question is that a Tamei Meis Tful Yom Kim is part of a Karban Pesach. Even though Memelech is just going to become night, even though he went to the mikveh, the Rambam mace, because that's what makes sense to Parsha. Tosfos says, why don't you just tell them, plunk in the mikveh? I want to give you another answer, the Kesef Mishnah's answer. The Rambam, Tosfos says, why do you tell them, Tosfos Sheni, just go in the mikveh? Once you go to the mikveh, Tosfos holds even a tummy mace can bring Pesach Rishon, Bishvi, because you can eat that night, and you just have, he's a Tful Yoin. Amram holds not. I wanted the Moshe. So Tosfos says, Einachinami. Moshe Beinu told him, if you don't go to the mikveh, you'll bring Pesach Sheni, but you can go to the mikveh. Because Mishnah says he asked when it's too late. It was too late. He asked them at night. It's too late to go to the mikveh.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.